too little. Does her mommy love her, though? Does her daddy love her? Does her grandpa, grandma, and all the aunts and all? Yes. Well, this is the neat part. God loves Hazel before she even understands everything about him. And that's what he does in baptism. He does for Hazel what she can't do herself. And what I can't even do myself as a big person, he brings her into the kingdom of God, and he gives her this wonderful gift of working and being his child. So today, as we baptize Hazel, I want you to listen carefully, because there's a part, don't forget, you guys got to answer to. As we gather today, praise the Lord. What a wonderful privilege to be able to do this, and how gracious, good to be a part of your lives, especially, and watching as children grow. It is the greatest gift in the world to be given a child, and it's also the greatest responsibility. And as parents, you have chosen to bring Hazel to the Lord. But the most critical thing in a relationship like this is that dad and mom love one another and understand the words, promises, and vows that they took. It's most important that they understand it's their heart and their relationship with God that will be one of the greatest influences on Hazel's life for assurance, for confidence, for peace, for understanding love, for understanding family, for understanding what it means to be a man or a woman, to understand what marriage is. And so before God and before your family, I ask it, is it your still full intent after the heart of God and according to the word of God to live as husband and wife, mom and dad, as God has called you in that ordained relationship of marriage? If so, yes, with the help of God. Amen. That's Brian. I love it. Also, with the gift of a child, we obviously know there's things she can and can't understand. She knows her mom. When you take her in her arms, we know that she has some sense of that, and her dad and his voice and other things. And at the same time, there's things that every day, as they grow, you've learned now all the things you have yet to teach them. And so the question for you, is it still your heart's desire not only to bring Hazel to baptism, but also to bring the Word of God and Hazel together, to give her opportunity to learn and grow in her faith, to share with her, read to her, teach her Scripture, help her sing the song so that one day she can sing the next song over the next baby or whatever the case might be, but so that your heart is to continue to train her up in the way that you have begun so that God can sustain her day by day in her faith and her walk with Him. If that also is your heart's desire, say yes with the help of God. And as parents and relatives and family and everything that you are, sponsors also, it's important to understand, and I always important to share, none of us can believe for Hazel. It's got to be a work of God in her individual heart and spirit. But God can work in her heart in ways that you and I can't. On the other hand, you have been invited by her parents to be two very special in her life and their life. One is, of course, to be a witness to the baptism that you're seeing take place. The other is to be intercessors for mom and dad. You've heard their promises. And to be accountability partners to help them, intercede for them, pray for them. But also it's important for you to maintain your faith and to sustain your walk with God and the relationship that you have in this privileged relationship with Hazel. And so I ask, is it your heart's desire to continue to be a blessing to this family and extended family? Is it your heart's desire to continue growing in the Lord? Is it your heart's desire to continue making God and His Word and all that you're able to do available to Hazel as friends, relatives, and special people in her life? If that's your heart's desire, say yes with the help of God. And you kids, and all of us big people, now we're talking to you guys, we also have a chance. Because when, you know, Mabel sang her song, we all got to listen to the song, and it blessed us. Well, we, all of us big people, I ask you, together with the little ones, do you promise to do all that you can to help Hazel as she grows to understand that Jesus loves her, because some of you are big enough to know that and to even sing songs about it and to be able to do the things. And so is it still your heart's desire to love and nurture and encourage this family, to be a part of the support and help them as they've made their promises and vows, to do all that you can individually or extending that into the family, mom and dad and others, to support them and encourage them and bring God's love, mercy, grace, His word to bear in Hazel's life so that this is not anything more than that first beautiful step of her relationship with God for the rest of her life. If that's your heart's desire, say yes by the grace of God. Now I get to hold her. We're going to keep the bonnet on. You want to take that off? Gentle, gentle, don't wake her. The pastor will cry. Hazel will be fine, but the pastor, yeah, I know, hon. That was Daddy. Yeah, I love him. I know. Did I squeeze you? How's that? I know. Hazel Marie Herrenbrook, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful, honey. That's wonderful. Yes. Yes. I know that light's bright. Yes. And I place upon your forehead a cross and upon your chest to remind you and to be a testimony that you have been redeemed by Christ the Crucified, and that He has made you His child, and that you are a treasure to Him, and that all that He has is yours for all your life, and what He has prepared for you, you will never be able to know until you join the rest of us in eternity with Him. And then I bring her over here, and I say, Lord Jesus, we lift Hazel up before you and ask that you would bless her tender spirit. We pray that she would be a witness and a testimony to you all her life. We pray, Lord, that you would put a joyful spirit in her, that you'd set her on the path, Lord, that you have for her to go. May she walk with integrity and power and grace that only you can give her. We pray this all in your name. And God's people say, amen. Wow. You're pretty relaxed there, girl. Yeah, who wants her? There you go. And you get to sit down. Here's the card. Here. Whew, wasn't that nice? I think that, wait, we get a treat. That was great. Now, I know you aren't babies. Oh, wait, guys, over here. That's right. Come on back. Yeah. You know what a nook is? You know what a baby would suck on a nook? Or a pacifier, they call them pacifiers and nooks? Yeah. So today I got you a nook. So you guys all have to behave. And you got to be quiet. So. Then that way you can suck on the nook, okay? That's to remind you that one day you were a baby. Now you're actually growing up and bigger, right? But that before you were even born, Jesus loved you and He knew you and He's calling you to be His child forever and ever. So, would you like that nook now? Yeah. Here you go. Oops. Just grab one. Hurry up. Just grab one. Just one, and then you got to step away. There you go. You're welcome. Grab one. Hurry up, honey. That a boy.